are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at the Pier VA Clinic, May Adam Law Firm, and VistaCare. Joining me this morning in studio, it's Ryan Bruner from the Pier Elks. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Thanks a lot for having us here.
Yeah, it is our pleasure to have you here. And you're doing something really good right now that you want to remind people about and kind of help make adjustments if they want to do things a little differently. But you're gathering presents for the veterans.
Yep, this is our annual Pier Elks Lodge Veterans Holiday Drive, where we're gathering presents for the veterans that are in the state and federal vets' homes in Hot Springs. One of the missions of the Elks Club, not just here but nationally, is that as long as they're veterans, they will not be forgotten. And especially in a year like this with the pandemic and everything those veterans have been going through, you know, these are folks who have already served our country once. Mm-hmm. They're in a long-term care facility, just like a lot of other folks are, that have visitation restrictions, other things in place for COVID-19. Situations, and so we're trying to make sure that we have a really good year, making sure we can generate some gifts to be able to give to those veterans that are out there. Some of them may not receive a lot of Christmas gifts or hardly any, if they do, and these are folks who served our country, and we want to make sure they're remembered. And the Pier Fort Pier community have been so good for so many years in helping support this project. We have boxes out around town right now where people can drop off gifts. There's lists of what sort of the wish lists are on the boxes. And then between now, and they've been out for a couple of weeks, some of them are getting some donations in them. And then December 11th, next Friday, we will pick them up, sort them, and then load them on the Peterson Motors truck. They let us use their truck. We load that truck up. Hopefully it's pretty full. A lot of years it has been very full. Mm-hmm. And we load that up. And then Monday morning, Mark Ullman and I from the Elks Lodge will drive those out to Hot Springs. So I'm not normally a truck driver, but this will be my third year going out and driving that out there. It's just a fantastic experience to be able to take those Christmas presents out and let the veterans know that are in those facilities that the Pier Fort Pier community has not forgotten about them. We're supporting them. It's a way to thank them for their service and make sure that they have a Merry Christmas when they're in a situation that's more restricted than a lot of us are. And
right.
There are, as you mentioned, making variations. I know there are some folks that have reached out to us already that because of the pandemic, they're doing more shopping online or going to a local store, but only spending a small, right? Going there, getting what they need, and then leaving. There's not as much long shopping trips because of the pandemic and things going on. If people do want to send a check or cash, they can mail that to the lodge. And what we do then is we take that and we will do a large shopping trip to buy stuff off of the Christmas list.
Okay.
For you. So our address for the Pier Elks Lodge is P.O. Box 292. So if somebody mails a check to the Pier Elks Lodge or sends cash, checks are probably a little bit easier to send in the mail, but mm-hmm. checks or cash to the Pier Elks Lodge, P.O. Box 292 here in Pier. We will go out and do that. We'll have a couple of us go out and do that shopping for you to buy things off their list. And these veterans, they're not asking for large flashy gifts like you and I might want on our Christmas list. They've got a lot of things on there like socks and an electric razor, or combs, women's combs and brushes, things of that nature that are very practical things that we just buy in our every day-to-day shopping already.
Right.
Those are things that these veterans need. The folks who served our country, they're the ones who need, just basic day-to-day items, microwave popcorn, things like that are on their list. And there are some larger ticket items. In the past, we've tried to use donations to buy one or two large ticket items.
Okay.
Last year, we bought them a large 72-inch TV for their one common room that they could use because they don't have that. So they could come out and watch. Roku sticks are on the list this year, I think, because they can't use as much of the large, you can't use as much of the large TV for 20 people at a time. They need more individualized, Roku in your room because of the pandemic. And so we're, trying to work to say, all right, that's something that would improve their quality of life if they had a Roku in their room and gave them a few more TV viewing options.
Yeah.
You can pick up the I've got a couple Rokus in my house, so it's something easy to pick up. you know, just the basic Roku stick. And so those are the types of things, you know, that these folks need, a lot of day-to-day items, a couple of things like that that will improve their quality of life while they're out in the veterans home. And it's something that we can provide, and the Pier Fort Pier community has been so good about.
And you said the list is on the boxes. If people want to check out the list, where are they going to find the boxes to make their donations as well?
Yep, so we've got quite a few boxes around town, and I can give you some of the locations here. A lot of the banks here in town, most of the banks have one, and you may not think about that because you might be going through the drive-through instead of going into the bank. And
right.
So a lot of the banks here in town, but there are, you know, Menards and Runnings are two store locations where you could do shopping in the store and drop it off right there. American Legion Post 8. Gateway Motors, you know, Hughes County Courthouse, Peterson Motors, Pier Senior Citizen Center, Quality Quick Print, South Dakota Retirement System, St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church, the VA Clinic on Harrison, and like I said, a lot of the banks, U.S. Bank, American Bank and Trust, the Bank West locations, First National Bank, Morris Incorporated is a location over in Fort Pier as well, as is the First National Bank in Fort Pier and Dakota Prairie Bank in Fort Pier. So there are some locations over there too. Like I said, this really
Excellent.
Is a Pier, Fort Pier community project. And we got a lot of, like I said, great volunteers like that are helping us out. And then if you do have something you don't want to leave in a box, or sometimes people have brought baked goods, we used to do a large baked goods drive, some with the senior center here, baking stuff. With the pandemic, some of those things get altered a little bit.
Right.
Friday, about 3 o'clock, so Friday afternoon on December 11th, we will pick up the boxes. About 3 o'clock, we should all be back at the Elks Lodge over here on Capitol. And if folks want to drop stuff off after 3, we'll be sorting and organizing and getting things ready to get packaged after that, so they can reach out to us. You can call the lodge, or you can, on our Facebook page, you can contact us through that as well. And so there are some different options out there for folks. And, you know, like I said, if they want to drop something off, they can reach out to us that way, and we'd be happy to pick something up or have them come drop it off that Friday afternoon. So we could accommodate them. So we're trying to do everything we can to modify things and make sure that our veterans in those homes still have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, let's not forget them. They've had it a little harder than other folks this year, not being able to see family and things. So this would be a great way to let them know we appreciate them and what they did for our country. So help out wherever you see the boxes, or get a hold of the Pier Elks and get some donations rolling in there. You said December 11th is when you're going to be doing the distributing.
Yep. We're in the last week here, and then the 14th we'll drive them out to the hills. But over that weekend we'll sort them and load up the truck. So we store the Peterson Motors truck Sunday night at the Gateway Motors in their shop. So like I said, it really is a community effort. Those groups, everybody helping out with different members and different businesses here in town. And,
great.
Allows us to do this project every year.
All right. Well, thank you for stopping by, Ryan, and we hope for a nice, big, full truck when you head out.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
There's Ryan Bruner from the Pier Elks. Let's make sure we remember our veterans this Christmas time. There's People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at the Pier VA Clinic, May Adam Law Firm, and Vista Care.